Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the long-awaited You Got a Minute Fam podcast. I will take credit for that or blame for that. It's been mostly me. School is almost over, but it was hectic and these kids can't pass the test. I am always joined by my co-host, the Starscream of the IB universe. Some know him as Actively Lazy.
Yeah, as long as you take blame for it.
Yeah, well, sort of. I'll try to take blame for it. It's been a hectic year. Just let me say that.
Yeah, blame.
All right, let's start. But we have had several requests in my inbox for content and for the shows, and I'm too busy out there arguing with idiots on the big page. So
I own you an associate on the big page. You already know where I'm at on that.
I don't blame you. It's a lot of racists, and I'm out there fighting racists. I'm fighting. You didn't watch Game of Thrones, but I'm fighting White Walkers like I'm Jon Snow or Walking Dead. I'm fighting those zombies, and there's no fruit in it. There's no fruit in it. I got to stop. I got to not even read the comments. But I blame Joe Matz because I never looked at the comments, really. And Joe Matz was like, it's a cesspool. It's so bad. So then I started getting it because he was saying so much racism. Now I'm out there arguing with everybody and fighting racist. And I got called Hitler 3 times today. So it's been great. So I'm working on that. But the actual biggest news, which rarely happens, unless it's around the Masters or something, is golf. The PGA Tour agrees to merge with, I guess they're not calling it LIV, they're calling it LIV Golf. And I don't know much about it, but I know there's some Saudi blood money involved in it, and some players were going to play there for big bags, and guys like Tiger were resisting it. Phil did go there. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I got the basic stuff of it. Did you see, were there any rumors about a merger?
There is absolutely no indication.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nope, nope. Only people who knew there was going to be a merger were the two people who negotiated it. Greg Norman helped start LIV with Phil Mickelson. Neither of them knew about it. Tiger Woods didn't know about it on the PGA side. None of the golfers knew about it on the PGA side. Like, literally, when the news broke, and, you know, I do golf gambling, and I'm pretty up to date on the sport as it stands currently. When the news broke, 95% of people who follow golf thought it was a joke.
That's funny. That's hilarious. But yeah, I saw the outrage, and I keep up with everything, so I would know the news if there was some kind of negotiation. It's kind of interesting that they took this moral high ground. A lot of it was about that. And I think it's always funny when they... It's a WWE thing and a couple other things that do business with the Saudis. And people get upset as if we have some sort of moral high ground. But like I told you in the chat, I never seen a saltine that wouldn't take that oil money.
It's the most American thing to do, to have a stance and then be bought out of that stance. It's the most American thing.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm not saying, to clarify, I'm not saying right now, and I don't think it's that big of a gap, but I'm not saying right now America isn't a better place to LIV, that we're not better on human rights in a lot of areas. But honestly, those Saudi men, they LIV large. It's just the women don't really LIV large. But in general, obviously it's better. But with our history and still how we treat a lot of groups, we're not that. And then if you just look at, without getting political, you look at all the things we do around the world. If you talk about drone hits to accidentally kill kids and all that kind of stuff, we're not that much better than them. And we damn sure ain't better than them to the point where we shouldn't take their money.
Well, I talked about this earlier with some people too. And it's hard not to get political because the PGA made it political. Like, their whole stance on not accepting LIV as another golfing entity, and the idea that golfers left the PGA Tour to join LIV was that Saudi Arabia were it was money backed by terrorism. They brought up 9/11. A lot of people brought up 9/11, and when Phil and some of these guys who left were doing their like original like American Tour. Like those questions came up a lot with the media, like asking.
Yeah, about, I remember they were.
Yeah, it was like that. So you can't. I don't. You know what? I'll just be blunt about it. I'm not giving these people a pass by saying I don't want to make it political because they made it political. It's 100% political, yeah. And it's the hypocrisy that as a fan of golf, is just ridiculous. Now as a gambler, it's beautiful for me because now my odds are going to go back to what they were before the people left. So I feel like this is, for me, business wise, this is going to be more profitable in the long run. But it's just like, dude, like last week in the tournament last week, they were still running pro PGA propaganda smearing Liv. And this was as a Sunday, like literally Jack Nicklaus, came out and was just like ranting about it, how like, you know, this is PGA is the way. And they had a couple other people that were like, hey, you know, those guys are not real golfers over there and this and that. And two days later, this happened.
It's very typical.
Like it's crazy. Like I don't think people really understand like the significance. This is something that you really would see in a WWE work.
I mean, they did it for real, too, because they sold to the, but it wasn't the Saudi. They don't own, does Saudis have anything to do with Endeavor?
Honestly, it's hard to say what, like, they behind it. And then for the folks who are listening this far and, like, still don't understand, somebody tweeted out that it's the equivalent of the Yankees and Red Sox merging as one team. I think that's perfect.
Well, but, I mean, there's not the long history, but I guess, I kind of
like
get it.
Like, the animosity between the two.
Yeah, that's true. And the thing, too, that gets me is the media, are they going to knock it now that their partner is, now that their partner on CBS, I think ESPN, definitely ESPN has tournaments, NBC has tournaments, are they going to knock it now? Or are you going to treat it like NFL where you don't really say anything?
I mean, they can't knock it, man. It's too much money involved. Like, you won't be able to cover golf if you knock it. Like, this is it. This is all the golf that we got. And then as far as the way they're framing it, the little bit I've read on it, because I haven't sat down and read everything, but the little bit I read on it kind of goes along with what I thought. Liv was a terrible business model. It was not sustainable. They were on the CW network, and CW was cutting them out for shows in the middle of their tournament. So I think at the end of the day, it was a game of chicken, and Liv won because they wanted to force the PGA to pay players better and to admit that they're really not a nonprofit. And by doing this particular business model, I think what we have known goes on behind the scenes is now going to be made public, and they're a for-profit entity, which is pretty much what I said. Like, the NFL has its way, MLB, NBA, those major sporting entities have their way, but they're not literally out here trying to smother their athletes or smother the game. And like PGA was literally trying to monopolize golf. It was insane.
Let's move on because we could talk about this for a while, but I'll let you do that golf stuff.
If you want to talk about it, I'll let you know.
No, I mean, I don't want to keep, you know, it's golf. I'm not getting that hype.
Hold on. Wait. You said it's golf, but Tiger Woods gave up $800 million for this shit. Come on now.
He ain't hurting. Well, he didn't want to feel like a sellout. Well, that is a lot of money.
Y'all for
$10,000
right now.
I mean, I don't blame you. I would do the same thing. But I think, I think if they gave me $10,000, I would give you $2,000.
Yeah,
but if it's for podcast, but different. It's good to know where you stand. one of the biggest news, I think, in basketball, the LeBron trade?
No,
the LeBron trade. Kyrie Irving, who's been there all of what, 6 months? Not even 6 months of activity. But maybe 6 months total. Trade deadline was what, February?
Mm-hmm.
All of 6 months, this man is there, and he's trying to bring LeBron James to the Dallas Mavericks. First of all, There's not a scenario that LeBron James would just go for the Dallas Mavericks, period. Second of all, how many games would they win?
Bro, how would that even look? You telling me a big three of LeBron, Luka, and Kyrie, in all of our talk about there's not enough,
it would be a mess.
Basketball to go around, it would be a fucking mess. Has Luka ever consistently play off the ball? Because he's gonna have to if LeBron James is there.
Never.
Like, that ain't gonna work, man. That ain't gonna work. Who gonna get in the post?
They would just have to take turns. No defense would be played. You wouldn't have enough money to get any big man. So they would be like they were last year, but one more person to hold up the ball. LeBron would get exposed on defense, and LeBron lovers. I'm not saying that he's bad on defense, but he picks his spots. He knows his role. He tries to rest. You know, he does what he can at 37 all those miles. But I'm saying, if he was the best defender, come on.
Hey, he's
the only way that would work was LeBron. And LeBron legit played power forward. If he just played like Karl Malone, maybe that would work. But that's not happening.
Man, I'm honestly, like, it was all fun and games. It was a good laugh. But ain't no way in hell, man. I don't even know how they refrain it. And I'm so sick of clutch, man. Just, you know what? Even if LeBron went to Dallas, Draymond would go because that's his butt buddy. I'm so sick of Draymond. I'm disgusted, bro. Like, that's really whack. You out here, like...
And Draymond might take a low contract. Yeah, they're supposed to be rivals, yeah. And Draymond's up his ass all the time. It's kind of annoying. You can
be friends and still be rivals, bro. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, I ain't never seen LeBron take it easy on Melo or D-Wade when he played them. And I think he's not even as uber competitive as he should be.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly. Crazy. Never saw him. He went right at those guys. I mean, he won't try to cut the heart out, but he's playing hard. But yeah, it's weird. It's weird. We didn't talk about this. Draymond literally asked if he could go to LeBron's scoring title game, the game that he was going to pass Kareem.
A game for his
like, that's
team
insane.
To attend as a fan because it was history. Now,
if Bronny James was in the NBA, it would be questionable for him to do that. You know what I'm saying? And they might let him do it. It's your dad. But your obligation is to your, you know what I mean? But and he's gonna do that. Ugh, that's terrible. But yeah, that's silly. But the report did say Kyrie asked. That doesn't mean. And you see what the Lakers said? They said, if you're not sending Luka, we're not talking.
Like, duh. I'm like, come on, bro. Like, what
get out of here, man.
What assets do you have that would get you LeBron James with Luka?
That's true. What would they offer? There's a good point guard that they could offer. Oh, he's not on a team anymore.
Ooh,
oh,
Brunson.
That was a good point guard.
I would personally fly to Dallas and punch Mark Cuban in his chest. Yo, ain't no damn way, man. I mean, LeBron at 37, 38 is still LeBron fucking James, yo. You gonna give me appropriate value because
yeah, you're gonna give me a
what
lot.
What you're getting is not only a player, but literally an economical boost.
Yep. And the leadership and all that experience. Yeah, you are. You're giving your team is going to get such a high profile. You're the number one team in the NBA as far as attention goes.
And what's LA without a star? When the last time we've seen the Lakers without a star? It was when they traded everybody to get Anthony Davis. So, yeah, here we go. Come on.
Yeah. All right, moving on. This could have been Team Nickel News, but I think it's good enough to be in headlines. Skip Bayless has ran Shannon Sharpe off, evidently. He's reached a buyout with Fox Sports. I'm sure there'll be a non-compete clause. Sometimes it's 90 days, sometimes it's longer. But eventually, Shannon Sharpe will appear somewhere. Let's go with, where do you think Shannon will wind up next?
Podcasting.
He definitely does. He has his little Club Shay thing, but that's a sit-down kind of thing. I wonder if he'll go to a daily sports model.
Part of Fox, he took that too.
I don't know if that was independent. They were just backing it, but I think that's his.
I mean, I can see him just, honestly, I don't see him going back. What, like, who's his partner for another sports show? And what would be the difference in what he did with Skip? If the only way Shannon Sharpe could go back into that genre of sports news is if he found a black counterpart, and if it was like him and Michael Irvin. Like, and they
Him and Stephen A. That's what everybody's assuming. God,
I mean, we listen to Stephen A. yell so much, man. When is it gonna get old, bro?
You need a contrast, and I don't think he would contrast enough from Stephen A. I think they would agree a lot more. I don't think there would be like that tension. But it would draw numbers and get attention at first. But I think, and then would he want to work for ESPN? Like, it's more constrictive. If he went out and did his own thing, I could see that. But he's got a big name. I would ride the wave. Hell, maybe even get your own show. Or maybe he'll do the FanDuel thing, you know, and get his own partner. They've been paying everybody. They paid for McAfee for a while. They paid for Dan Lebatard.
If you telling me you ain't got money and you laying off people, how the hell you hiring Shannon Sharp?
Because that is an asset. No, these other folks are nothing. They pay Stephen A. $5 million. They don't care. Money. I mean, there's a difference between a need and a want. You got to have stars.
But let me be clear, too, man. If I just rip Draymond, I'm going to rip Shannon, too. Because if it's true that he... Part of why he was leaving or there's any reason for him leaving was because of how Skip talked about LeBron. Bro, grow the hell up, Uncle Shannon.
I hope that's not it. Grow the hell up, man. I would hope it's the disrespectful tone that he took with him several times. And it's basically Skip's show. He's getting paid. The whole network is on his back. And he elevated Shannon, honestly. And hopefully, you know, they got conflict, but I mean, he said it, Stephen A. said, he elevated and put Shannon and Stephen A. into the limelight. So whatever people think about Skip, he does give people platforms to become stars.
These former athletes got to realize, people like Skip, people like Kellerman, people like Stephen A., like they're analysts, they're journalists. And for God's sake, stop talking to professional athletes about your collegiate or high school things, bro. They are in a different spectrum, a different realm. You can't compare what you did or speak from the position of an athlete to an elite athlete. Like, they are the pinnacle of athleticism. Yep. So, like, even J.J. Redick, like, for somebody like Stephen A. and Mad Dog to talk to J.J. like they talk to him when they talking about NBA sometimes, and J.J. really is like, bro, y'all don't have no idea what it's like. And I think some of them need to realize that these former athletes, like Shannon, when he was talking to Skip about Tom Brady, like, they're speaking from an area of expertise that you have no true understanding of. And I can see where these guys would get frustrated when they're in on these shows with these personalities, because the personalities are used to just like talking as if they know, like the Cowherds and stuff. Like, they just talk like they know what it's like to be in a clubhouse or in a locker room, like Skip covered the Cowboys.
That is a natural
play football.
Exactly. There is, but I do get upset sometimes with JJ. His only argument is, I played, you didn't. And sometimes if you're telling me about the experience of playing, but if you're actually a good analyst, which Skip, they're generalist, they just give hot takes. Mm-hmm. But if you're actually a good analyst, Shannon not watching film. JJ is probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mike Irvin not watching film. Hell, they can tell you what it's like to be a player in a locker room, but I respect the person that's studying the game currently more than I respect the former player. But we know that Stephen A. not really studying the game. We know the Skip's not really studying the game. A lot of these former players don't study the current. Like, they're not going to look at how they just know Patrick Mahomes is good, but they're not going to know how Patrick Mahomes is playing against the cover too.
I've never seen Skip or them ever do analysis. So yeah.
And they don't do that. That's hot take.
But
that's not how he made his money. And those kind of shows, I can't watch First Take, honestly. Like, because it's so contrived, Undisputed too. If I'm home for a long period of time, like if I'm not working in summer as a teacher, if I'm on spring break occasionally, and then the more where sports media is going, sometimes I try to get pointers because these mass media fools, I mean, that's what you almost got to do. So, or even you gotta become you gotta make skits or whatever to make it in this business. But yeah, so I mean, but I'm happy Shannon's going off on his own. I'm a little surprised, but I'm happy for him. Can't wait to see what he's gonna do. We had a good toss-up Tuesday. Who's more annoying, LeBron lovers or LeBron haters?
Isn't it the same person?
Two sides of the same coin.
You a LeBron hater till he come to your team. What, he got like 20 more teams to go? And he'll touch every team? That does hurt me, bro. I ain't never seen an elite NBA player.
Can the GOAT be a journeyman? I know they're gonna get mad. Can the GOAT be a journeyman?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's where we get that. I give the man to play for 20 years, but Jesus, bro. Like, it's kind of crazy, man.
Kareem been on two teams. Carmelo, 17, 18 years? Two teams.
Jordan, two teams.
Robert Parrish been on a bunch. Robert Parrish played for 20 years. He's been on a bunch. Obviously, he slowed down. Yeah. But I mean, Kareem only played for two teams. Two teams. Wilt, not as long.
KD played for a while. Two teams. He played for the Wolves, the Nets, and the Celtics, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
Shaq had a lot of teams.
He's been on a lot of teams. Because he held on too long. LeBron not holding on. This is like, he's still good. But it's really hard for me and what I'm experiencing now. I've had to go Fox News and put out some troll bait and give the people what they want. They want memes. They want LeBron. I'm giving the people what they want. I'm hooked on getting 10, 15, 20 million in a month reactions or views. So I'm doing what Fox News does, man. And I'm okay. We're doing it. Because I'm when getting I people what they want.
I'm snitching.
But I've been seeing, and I need to start reading comments, but these LeBron lovers, man, they act like he's Mother Teresa, Rosa Parks, MLK, and Jesus rolled into one. I can't believe y'all hating on this man. This man is on your mind 24/7. Bro, sometimes a joke is just a joke. I don't understand this need to not just defend his basketball, but to just act like he's the best human to ever walk the face of the earth.
Listen, the price of greatness that you pay, like the real true price of greatness, is haters. If people don't go out their way to hate on you, then you're not good. I say it all the time. I only hate on the best. I don't go out my way for no B-League players. That's why I don't spend time talking trash about Julius Randle, and everything I got to say about Bam Adebayo is usually in the chat. I don't make threads about that. I don't do that. But I will go out my way to hate on LeBron or anybody else that's great. But what kills me is when the fans whine about it, bro. If the first thing to come out your mouth is about what he does for the community or uplifting black people and this and that, shut that shit up, man. Part of fandom is hating, man. It's the best part, actually. The best part is hating.
It is fun. But see, I've always been like, I'm not that fond of Laker LeBron because he's like, it's too much. He's gone Hollywood. But Cleveland LeBron was fine, especially the first time around. But the way they act, and then I would always vote for the LeBron lovers, especially now. But man, if you saw some of the vile stuff they say on anybody's threads, much less, not in our group, but your public threads on my threads. Everybody's calling him a piece of shit. Everybody's called, you know, racist dog whistles on everything. And every version of love flop, love dick, love this, love that, anything. It's not even clever. And you just see it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. And it's always assaulting. Black people say, oh, he team hopped, but the saltines. And again, if you're listening, Ashley and I got in a fight one time. I'm not saying all. There are black people that are racist, and when they're racist or when they're sexist, I will say it. But the saltine delegation, 25, 30, 40% of y'all are racist. I'm sorry.
Look, hey, you cut it out. I've never met a racist black person.
Never. No. Black people can't be racist.
No,
right?
We can't be, because typically white people made us this way. Y'all create the rules.
You sound like a battered woman.
A battered woman. I am scoring like hell. You right. I am so scoring. I'm scoring because if Ashley listening to this, I can't find a pretty woman named Rodney or Alan. I'm stuck with just, I got to find a real one.
It is quite unfair, isn't it?
You know what's funny? You know what's
it
funny?
Is quite unfair. You're not going to find it.
I only say that because, God, there was one time I don't even think I made a joke. I think I just happened to, like, I was just saying it as a fact, like, his girlfriend or whatever his name is, Ashley or something. And I think he took it as me trying to make another joke. And he like, holla, took a random swipe at my budding comedy career, which people got to remember. I literally just do this shit for a hobby. So now I make it a goal to try to come up with creative ways or some original way to make a joke about his name. I don't know. Maybe that won't work.
Was this in that damn group chat? Was this in that damn group chat?
Oh, not holla. I mean, Ashley not in our group chat.
Oh, I didn't know if Ash was in there. I didn't see where y'all were doing that.
I mean, I didn't
know he likes college football, don't he?
He was making it in our group chat.
But yeah, but the people in the group that probably listen to this podcast, you know that I'm not coming from a place of malice, but it's like, if it's not right, it's not right. So I think if we're not counting the MAGA, and you could be MAGA and cool with me, but if you're gonna scream woke and you're gonna scream the bitch, and if you're gonna just call him vile names, and you got all this anger for nothing, and you recite all these angry MAGA talking points about LeBron, then I can't go with that. If you want to talk about him flopping, fine. But if you want to attack his character as a man for no reason, like, he might do some annoying things, but this is a solid dude. And I'm not, I know I talked about Shelford and all that, Lawrence Hurt and all that stuff, but come on. You can't objectively say LeBron's a bad dude.
He means well, even when he misspeaks sometimes. I mean, I think that's just the plight of having a big ass platform sometimes. So
yeah,
and I think he's one of the few athletes that's had the type of platform that he has that actually realizes that his words carry weight. And so when he does speak on something politically, he wants to make it better. He wants to try to make the situation better. And, you know, the opposite side of what he's saying is they're never going to like it. Like, that's just our society. They're conditioned to just hate that somebody doesn't think like them and just try to cause some kind of conflict.
All right. We got a little wrestling here. There was a meme that went around. It says erase one legend from each rope. I'm going to give you each wrestler. I don't know if you saw it, and you can tell me who you want to erase. Top row, Hollywood Hulk Hogan, brother. The Nature Boy, Ric Flair, woo! The best there is, the best there was, best there ever will be, Bret Hart. Who's got to go?
Man, that is tough. It's obviously not Ric Flair. I fucking hate Hogan. He's got to go.
Yeah. He's got some issues. He's a racist, but he's still one of the good.
The leg drop, that shit was whack, man. Hogan won't never cool.
His in-ring was not. Cool. It was not impressive.
We've all wanted to do the sharpshooter, bro.
Yeah, nobody really wants to do the leg drop. No, whatever. I mean, I would keep Bret because Bret's overrated. I mean, Hogan is Hogan. Two of the biggest when wrestling, everybody's watching wrestling, NWO, and back when we were all kids. Hogan led those, so I begrudgingly give him his respect. And fuck Bret Hart. He talked bad about Ric Flair. He talked bad about Shawn Michaels.
Look at
fuck him.
What happened to Bret, he has every right to be mad. Come on.
Things did happen that would make a man mad. I will say that. And he still talks about Goldberg. And I understand Goldberg kicked him in the head, gave him a concussion, and ended his career. But this happened 15 years ago, 20 years ago. He still talked about Goldberg.
Bret.
Goldberg has apologized. I mean, it's wrestling. You can get hurt. You can, you know, and if you got a concussion and it was just one concussion from a dude, that one dude, you got something else going on. You know, you probably had other concussions or something, or your brain was just, you know, predispositioned to not be able to handle it. But one concussion shouldn't do you in, you know?
I agree, especially back in the day when they didn't even diagnose.
This man was a wrestler. How many concussions you think he got? You just count the one guy that gave you the last one. All right, second row, Undertaker, Sting, Rob Van Dam.
Rob Van Dam.
You might not have caught him.
I don't care, bro. He's Sting cool. was my guy.
Yeah, he got to go. The other two are icons.
The legends, so fuck not.
Yeah, like top 10 dead alive is the first two. All right, last row. I know which one you better say. You definitely will say it. Goldberg, Stone Cold, and The Rock.
You already know. Get this dude Goldberg out of here, man.
And Goldberg was as hot as anybody for a year, but these other dudes were hot for like 5, 6, 7 years.
They tried so hard to make Goldberg like I still remember his little goofy ass record, and then they cheated Sting when Sting was gonna beat him. But Stone Cold and I think the Stone Cold and The Rock literally revitalized the industry, man.
Yep. Yep, they definitely did. So yeah, that wasn't that hard the way they did the roles. They should have mixed it up. We got Team Nickel News. I think you saw this, but Dr. Umar Johnson from Assault Teams That Don't Know. Let's just say, A, his doctorate is in question, but we respected that. Any black person say they're educated, we just take the word. I don't care if you got your doctorate in the mail. We take your word. We don't question shit like that, you know? You know, exactly. If you're well-spoken and you're forceful, like the preacher, we go with it. That's just our culture. If you're very, I don't know if he's charismatic, but he's very forceful and a very good speaker. So Dr. Umar, black sociologist, he found out that the black Spider-Man, Miles Morales, I would have went to see it last weekend, but my oldest son stood us up. That's okay. Thought we were going as a family. I'll cry about it in a car. But anyway, the new Spider-Man is out into the Spider-Verse. I guess now it's across the Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm. Well, evidently, which set up in the first movie, not a spoiler, haven't seen it. Gwen and Miles, the new black Spider-Man, probably going to be dating. Dr. Umar posts something that says Jungle Fever. Post the movie poster. He said, I just saw the black Spider-Man cartoon trailer and it appeared Spider-Man is dating a snow bunny. Are all these African-American brothers and sisters going to go and see a black superhero just to see him with a snow bunny?
If you want a true black superhero,
that's Dr. Umar.
Go to Wakanda if you want a true black superhero. My man Miles Morales,
and the thing about it
is half black and right. Latino, and the Latino side is filling Gwen Stacy.
You're not even counting that.
Exactly. He gets his spider. He gets
that's the
his
thing too.
From the black side.
He's great for a meme. I'm not sure if anybody's taking him seriously anymore.
Nah, man, that's goofy, man. Like that. Like Tristan loves that that cartoon and whatnot. I don't even think he cares. I've seen more black girls in Spider-Girl or Gwen Stacy over the last Halloween than I saw of anything else. So I'm like, what does it matter?
Yeah, it's silly, but it's funny that, I mean, he clearly is not even a fan, but somebody just peeped him on it and he's on the no white women kick and he does his thing, but come on, bro. He's the spirit animal of February. Of the second month. He is the spirit animal of it. He is everything. He would love it until he saw me after. But let's go to Team Saltine News. It's kind of sad. Joe Biden kind of took a fall like Humpty Dumpty. Good old... Yeah, wait, well, anybody to fall, especially 80-year-old men.
Why he keep falling? Nah, you being too nice about this shit, bro. Joe is wild, man. And to everybody who be like, that's your boy, y'all voted him in. Man, the hell up, man. We don't have no real say in this. The black vote only goes so far. There was more white people.
In the primaries, we had them, but we didn't have them. That won't us voting, getting them over the line.
If the black vote truly made elections, this country would look totally different. It's a small percentage.
We're 13% of the population. And 13% of us are not voting, I tell you that.
The white people, man. That's not my fault.
And a good 5 to 6 can't even vote, bro. That's another story.
Joe
but
most of my older generation.
I hate to laugh about it. So how the hell? Yeah. It's the truth. Yeah, it's the truth. So yeah, it's Jay put a good post. He put a picture of Biden trying to get up, and it says, "When you get that infamous I'm late
My
text."
favorite was the Joe Rogan meme.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Joe was like, "Get off the internet." Look, I know I love you, Jay, but I'm gonna say it like this. We could tell how you living by what you said. You getting a text to find out your girl's pregnant? Bro, I was close enough to all my, well, the one woman, but, well, I guess two, but it was miscarriage. Don't be sad, but I was just thinking out loud, whoever. But anytime I got a woman pregnant, which.
How many times did you get a woman pregnant, man? That took too long to get to this story.
Four, possibly five. It's like Spade.
You got to talk about JD, y'all brother.
Before it was a possible five. I think one was lying. I never saw a baby produced.
This man said four to possible five. You got, y'all got
four to possible.
Between the
four
two, possible. Y'all got seven.
Yeah. And I got two kids. So, yeah, that is right. That's about right, because yeah. She got about three other ones. But anyway, I got four to possible. That you know, whatever, that was never produced, but I was told, so I don't know. Somebody went to visit, you know, while the Roe versus Wade, Roe v. Wade was still in effect, or what happened? But four in the possible. So, is that right? Yeah, four in the possible. But anyway, you made me lose track of the. But anytime I've impregnated a woman, I have known, because I was close to her. You know, I saw changes, I was suspected. This brother just spraying up the club and leaving and not even staying in contact.
I will say I'm judging you for being such a lover, and I have I definitely have no comment on this subject matter about me personally. I don't know
anything. Well, my 20s was wild, man. I had that church boy stuff going, and then once I broke out of that,
yeah, I mean, it was tough. Most of the few people that would even remotely consider themselves as being candidates for motherhood with me don't actually have my actual number, so I
see. You wrote like this man.
It was dark times. I was Cleveland LeBron. There you go.
All right, you got anything to say before we go, sir?
Nice to white people, and I'm sorry, Ashley, if that joke didn't make you laugh. I'm still working on my material.
Well, evidently, I'm Hitler, and I'm the most racist man on earth, so I can't be being. Yeah, evidently. All right, folks, don't forget to rate, subscribe, support the brand, and for Actively Lazy, asking you, you got a minute, fam?